Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Today we're going to discuss a shiloh that I got that I was going to discuss Thursday night, but then it was outvoted. So someone asked me the following shiloh. He told me a rabbi texted me or emailed me and said that someone had asked him that their non-religious brother had a baby boy and insisted on having a circumcision done in the hospital by a non-Jewish doctor before the eighth day. Now, he's open to allowing a mohel to do a toughest on bris on or after the eighth day. And the whole family is very distraught that he's going to do a circumcision in the hospital. So to what extent is there value in a mohel doing a toughest on bris after the eighth day in such a case? So the rabbi was really asking for advice in terms of how to approach the rest of the family. Should he say, don't worry about it, it's really the father's chiyuv, and it's not your problem? Or should they actually try to put pressure and get involved? I told him that they for sure should put pressure and get involved, and that they should try to do whatever they can to prevent the circumcision from happening in the hospital. And that's based on the fact that even though the Mishnah Kiddushin tells us in Chavtes Amar Aleph that Ha'av Chayiv B'Bno L'Molo, that a father has to mal his child, that it's a father's chiyuv, and the Gemara says Minolan D'Chsiv Vayomel Avraham Es Yitzchak B'No, but nevertheless, if the father is interested in doing a Mila, so of course you need his permission to do it because it's his mitzvah. But if he doesn't want to do the bris, Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yerodeh Asim in Reish Samach Aleph Sif Aleph, based on Kiddushin Chavtes, that where the Gemara says a brisa ha'av chayv b'mino l'molo ve'hecha d'lo me'aliyavu chayv m'beizel l'mimele d'chsev imalachem kol zachar, becomes the Beis Din's mitzvah to do the mila to be mal the child. And the Ramah points out that that should be done even bal karcho of the father. So it's not just the father's problem, it's everybody's problem to mal the baby. The Aruch HaShulchan Simen Reish Samach Aleph Sif Dalet writes that the Beis Din can only take over if day 8 passes and the father didn't do the bris. But l'chora, if you know that he's not going to do the bris and he's going to rob you of the opportunity to do the bris, you can get involved and should get involved earlier. In fact, the She'elas Yosef discusses a case where the father neglected to do the bris on the eighth day, so Beis Din stepped in, and then now what do you do for the next child? Do you have to wait again till after the eighth day is over, or do you say, no, on day 8 we're going to do it because we already know from his track record that he's not going to do it? So clear in Mashmalos is that if you know he's going to ruin the opportunity to do the bris, of course you would get involved. But what is the idea over here of Hatavas Dam Bris? So first we have to figure out, is there such a thing as Mila before the Zman? Does that even count as a Mila at all? Now, we're going to leave out the discussion of whether the way they do it in the hospital is a Kasher Mila, which is its own conversation. But what about Mila before the Zman? So the Gemara Nida Daf Lamed Aleph tells us that Mipnei Ma'am Retorah Mila B'Shmini, why is it that we do, the Torah says, U'Biyam HaShmini Yimo Basar Alaso, and it tells us in the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflam Beis, tells us L'Mutei Shvi, that you can't do it any earlier than the eighth day. And the Gemara tells us, why is it that the Torah set it up that way, that meal is done on the eighth day? You don't want everyone else to be happy and the mother and father to be sad at the bris milah, so we wait till after the Yimei Tumah of a Zachar are over, when a woman gives birth to a baby boy on a Daraisa level. There's only 7 days of Tumah, so you wait until it's over. There are many other explanations in various Midrashim as to why we wait till the eighth day, but that's what we do. Now, if one gets an early bris, so before the eighth day, so the Ramah writes in Yerodeh in the name of the Rosh in Parakrab Lozer Demila in Simen Hay, that's explained by the Shach over there in Simkat and Beis, that you are Yotzei the Mitzvah of Mila. However, the Shach and the Taz over there say that no, you have not been Yotzei the Mitzvah of Mila, but you'd need Hatavas Dam Bris on Yom HaShmini as a Chumra. The Mi'iri, we'll leave out the Mi'iri for now, the Halach is, or Chashulchan writes in Sif Hay, that it does not fulfill the Mitzvah of Mila, and one must do Hatavas Dam Bris afterwards. So Mila before the eighth day, even leaving out the issue of a hospital circumcision and whether it's circumcision, is very questionable whether it's a bris mila at all. Certainly when you take into account the fact that it's going to be a non-Jewish doctor, then for sure it's not a valid mila. And even if it were a Jewish doctor, if it's done in a certain way where there's no blood and there's no with a certain type of clamp, the way they do it in the hospital, it's very, very questionable whether it's a bris mila at all. So that brings us to Hatavas Dam Bris. Who gets Hatavas Dam Bris? When do we ever do Hatavas Dam Bris? So there are four situations that we do Hatavas Dam Bris. Number one, somebody who's converting, who's circumcised already, and he's circumcised from before, so there was no bris, even though there may have been a circumcision, but there's no bris, so you have to, in front of the Beis Din, do a tavis dam bris. As a member of a Beis Din for Geirus, I've seen this done many times. It's not as big a deal as one might think. It's not a very difficult procedure. It's a little scratch that's made just to draw a tiny, tiny amount of blood. If a second situation is if somebody had a bloodless circumcision, usually generated by a clamp, the kind that they would use in a hospital when they're doing a bris. Third case is people who were circumcised before the eighth day, like in this case, where we would do a Tavistan Bris after the eighth day. And the fourth case is somebody who was circumcised by a non-Jewish physician, which is also very similar to this case. Now, the relevant Gemara is the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufla Medalim Beis. The Brisa tells us, Arla so, Arla Zvade Doches HaShabbos, Velo Sofek Arla Doches HaShabbos. That only when you know there's an Arla there can you do the Milan Shabbos. Arla so, Vade Doches HaShabbos, Velo Nolag Shumol Doches HaShabbos. If a baby's born with the Bris Mila, you cannot do the Hatavas Dam Bris on Shabbos. According to the first version of the Gemara, Beis Hillel, you don't even need Hatavas Dam Bris. Amr Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Lanechlu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Al Nolak Shumol, Shetzarech Latav Menu Dam Bris, Nesha Arla Kvushahu. And then comes along, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, no, everyone agrees that if a baby is born Mahul, you need to do Hatavas Dam Bris because we are choshesh that there's an Arla hidden away. Al manech luku al gershin is gayer kashu malda. Machlokes b'sham b'silel is only when someone is megayer when he's mild. But then the Gemara tells us Rabbi Lezer a kapar omer lo nechlu b'sham yom b'silel no lekshu mal shetzarich lativ menu dam bris. Al manech luku lechal loves haShabbos. The whole machlokes, everyone agrees. Of course you do atavas dam bris when a person is born mal. Question is, are you mechal Shabbos for such atavas dam bris? That b'sham says you are, b'silel says you are not mechal Shabbos. So it sounds from the Gemara that Atafa works for cases of Arla Kvusha, that counts as the Mila. The question is whether Chil Shabbos is done for such a Mila, whether we assume that there's an Arla Kvusha, and if there is, then you would be Michal Shabbos. Now, there are four approaches in Rishonim as far as how to paskin. Tosos paskins like the Shita of the Tanakama that it does not require Atafa at all when someone is Nolad Mahul. The Rif paskins that both a Nolad Mahul and a Ger that is already Mahul requires Atafa Dam Bris, and that's how the Rambam paskins as well. The Balamar and Rabbeinu Hananel paskin like Shmuel that a baby that's Mahul requires Atafa. A Ger that's Mahul does not, because there's no Arla Kvusha by the Ger. And the She'iltos and the Bahag paskin the opposite, that a Ger that small requires hatafa, a baby that small does not require hatafa. Do we recite a bracha on Atavas Dam Bris? So the Ramban writes, not when it's a baby that's born mole, but yes on a ger, because a ger is different, because you need on the baby it's a chashash of an arla kavusha, whereas the ger there's no arla there at all. The Ran quotes Rabbeinu Yonah that you say a bracha even on Atavas Dam of a ger and Atavas Dam of a katan, but you would say a bracha in either case. The halacha Shulchan Aruch paskins that we do a Tavas Dam Bris on a katan and on a gershin is gayer mal, but we paskin like the Rambam that there's no bracha on the Tavas Dam Bris. And the Ramah quotes other circumstances that you have to do a Tavas Dam Bris. Fine. So there is this concept that we do a Tavas Dam Bris without a bracha if someone had a circumcision done before the eighth day. Now, it would seem that yes, the family should get involved, but if they're unsuccessful, then it's proper to hire a moel to do that Tavas Dam Bris. The problem is, while this may be true lahalacha, there are serious public policy considerations over here. Whenever I get a mila shayla, I always, and most other shaylas also, I always ask my brother. My brother, Rav Avi Leibowitz from the West Coast, he's a moel in Northern California and a huge Talmud Chacham. So whenever I get a mila shayla, I always consult with him. And my brother told me that as a moel, he would never agree to do that Tavas Dam Bris because this happens very frequently. Parents will call. And very often it's people, Israelis who are chilonim or whatever, who live in Northern California, they'll have a baby, they'll get the circumcision done in the hospital, and they'll call and say, Rabbi, do some blessing and make it okay. And by doing it, you're encouraging them to tell their friends, yeah, it's no problem. You can get the circumcision in the hospital. And then, so instead, my brother wrote to me that I explained to the parents that by having it done in the hospital by a non-Jewish doctor or before the eighth day, they are ruining the possibility of fulfilling this mitzvah. Hatavas Dam Bris may or may not fix it, meaning it's not so pashut that it fixes it. It's a major machlokes. Either way, it's a bittul aseh. And I don't want people telling their friends that it's an alternative to a proper bris. From the brother's perspective of this guy who was asking the shayla, if he can't convince them to use a moel on day 8, it's not kedai to push for a tavas dam bris at this point. And then my brother said, by the way, it's not at all theoretical. I've been called by people a few times after they already had it done in the hospital, instead of finding a moel to do the ceremony like they were looking for. They instead had to endure a half-hour-long Musar Shmuz from me, my brother says, on how their son will never have a bris his entire life because of what they did to ruin their child. So my brother's kind of stark about this, as you might imagine. So, but the point is, from a public policy perspective, It may make sense not to do a hatafa because that's going to lead to many others in that case. The Tshuvas Tashbeitz Chel Gimel Simchas, he says specifically that one should try to be very forceful. That if the father isn't interested, kofenoso, makinoso, you do whatever you can. So the rabbi that had asked the shayla said, you know, the grandmother of the baby is so distraught, she's so upset. So should I try to calm her down? I said, no, get her more distraught. Let her guilt her son into doing the right thing over here. So I'm always hesitant. You don't want to make people more upset. And then when it doesn't go their way. So I was very happy when he sent me another email about a week later. And I'll read it to you and with this we'll close. Hi, Rabbi Leibowitz. Just sharing the good news that somehow the father, at the very strong urging of his mother, decided to have a real bris yesterday. It was done wherever on day 9 or 10. And he told me the name of the mile. It's a friend of mine in a different state. Thank you for the quick response and the help. And the baby's name has a nice Jewish name, not going to say the name obviously, and he was really thankful that we pushed for it, so we're really happy ending. And that's exactly why you push for it, because if the person could be reasoned with, you can actually get the mitzvah done. Okay, have a great day, everybody.